Hello, this is Paul Green, WGN political analyst and chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Today at the City Club, we had Joe Ahern, the CEO of the 100 Club of Chicago, which takes care of families of fallen police officers and firemen. Mr. Ahern mentioned that this is the 50th anniversary of the organization, which started in 1966, and he was saying how they have given away millions of dollars to families of fallen police officers and firefighters. And it was a very moving statement, given the fact that it also, he mentioned, coming up on the anniversary, the 15th year anniversary of 9/11. All in all, there was a lot of solemnness in our meeting today, and Mr. Ahern gave a very good presentation.
I want to thank Downtown Partners, who is an advertising agency here in Chicago, who put those pieces together for us. They have been with us for the last 6 years, producing all of our public service campaigns pro bono, and have done just the magnificent work, so grateful to them. I also like to acknowledge three very important men in the room, one who was already mentioned, Tom Cashman, our chairman of our board, our spiritual advisor, and also Ralph Mandel, our current board president. Ralph, thank you so much for all that you've done the past 2 years. And then Daryl Jackson, who is our incoming president this November. And thanks to all the board members for being here today. Thanks to Jay and Paul. I'm grateful for the chance to share with you why this mission is important to me and to our 100 Club families, to our supporters, and frankly to all of our police officers and firefighters that put their lives on the line every single day to protect us. August 27th, 1966, a little more than 50 years ago today, and September 11th, 2001, which is this coming weekend, we will be commemorating the 15th anniversary of 9/11. It's where 343 firefighters and 71 police officers were tragically killed in the World Trade Center. They were two dates that stuck in my mind as I prepared my remarks for today. Remembering the sacrifices made by the first responders on that day, I can't help but think of the parallels of what we're doing here in Chicago in support of the 100 Club. In 2001, the nation built a community around the first responders who lost their life in the line of duty and the families that were left behind. For the past 50 years, the 100 Club has strived to do this every day here in Chicago and within Cook and Lake County. There's a lot of sadness and pain attached to both of those dates, two horribly tragic events. But I'd like to talk about the hope that follows, the hope we raise when heroes fall. Many of you know the story. The 100 Club got started in Detroit in 1952 when a police officer was shot and killed. His widow was going to lose her home. But thanks to the generosity of just one man, a Pontiac car dealer, he paid off her mortgage and all of her debts, and then he reached out to 100 of his friends to help these families. And that's how the 100 Club was born. That's why I'm here. That's why all of you are here. It's 65 years later, because sadly, this mission has never been more important in providing safety net for the families of men and women that keep our families safe and protect our homes and businesses. I've had the chance the past 6 years to see our first responders behind the scenes, outside of the media lens, so to speak. I get to be there at the very beginning, along with our 100 Club staff and members of our executive committee, that make it a point to meet every new academy class and to be present during the graduation ceremonies at Navy Pier. It's exhilarating as we watch as hundreds of young men and women set out to protect all of us. It's also a strangely humbling experience congratulating these officers and firefighters as they sign up to put their lives on the line on every day. Well, there's funny times, too, at the Laugh Factory Funniest Cop Competition, where we're laughing our butts off about good times on the job, police officer pranks against one another, funny co-workers, or just the hilarious antics between Father Brandt and Rabbi Moshe Wolf, our chaplains. At our Valor Awards, where we're sharing heroic events and close calls, like the brave acts of a Chicago police officer, Jenilyn Figueroa. She's a young mother of two who, with total disregard for her own safety, managed to stop a domestic battery offender. Most of the time, while she was hanging out of the offender's passenger car door while he was trying to kill her and her partner. Then there's the annual family day. You saw just a brief bit of it. As officers and firefighters line up to salute the families of fallen comrades, families that could have easily been their own if circumstances were just a little bit different. Or when we're holding hands with firefighters and saying a prayer outside of a hospital at 5 a.m. in the morning when their best friend just passed from falling down an elevator shaft while fighting a fire. That's emotional, and it is heartbreaking. And it's not like what you see in the movies or on TV. And it changes you. I am always in awe of our first responders and their unrelenting commitment to this city, this state, each other, and to all of us. Throughout the course of my 6 years, I've been to police versus fire, hockey games, burger eating contests, baseball and football games, boxing matches, and even triathlons that pit our first responders against each other. But let me tell you, when tragedy strikes, they are there for us. And there is absolutely no question that they're there for each other. And we're there for them. You all know the statistics of the past 50 years. Jay recited some of them. The Hunter Club has given away more than $10 million to our 260 families. We have 20 sons and daughters of fallen heroes in college this year, and 67 more coming of age in the near future. Our Gold Shield Partners program connects surviving families with pro bono corporate and professional expertise and services in the areas of education, finance, insurance, counseling, and legal assistance. Thanks to Motorola Solutions, Mesereau Financial, Allianz, CureLink, and the Bob Clifford Law Group. These companies are there to help our families navigate over the next 1, 3 to 5 years to help them make sound decisions after the tragedy. We just announced our newest partner who will be providing counseling services. We're excited to now be able to offer this much needed assistance to all these families and to give them an outlet for their grief at any stage of the grieving process. Our educational assistance program helps send all the kids to college and grad school. I'm proud to say we currently have 20 local university partners. We have the big ones and the small ones. We have Northwestern University, University of Chicago, IIT, Loyola, and DePaul. And that's just to name a few. And they've all committed up to 2 full tuition scholarships each for our scholars. That's over $3.5 million in private university scholarships that are available to these families. It's an extraordinary outpouring of generosity from our local universities. This fall, 2,100 club scholars are going to be receiving educational assistance. This program is close to my heart as I brought in each new partner and made a new connection for a student who would otherwise not have higher education assistance. The program has grown alongside of Peg Flisk. She was the daughter of police officer Michael Flisk. He was killed the day after Thanksgiving 2010. She was the reason for me reaching out to DePaul University and John Marshall Law School, both which provided her a full tuition and a chance to focus on her studies instead of making ends meet for her family. But our organization means so much more to our families. Beyond the financial and the educational support, it's the emotional support, it's the faith, family, love, and caring that help them endure. And none of it would be possible without people like you in this room and your dedication and support and commitment to our mission. That's why we're here today. Whenever I speak about the Hunter Club and our programs, I talk about how we're changing lives every day. And that's not an exaggeration. I look back now on my 6 years with the Hunter Club, and I realize that I, too, have been changed. My work with the 100 Club has given me a renewed sense of purpose. I've gained new insight into what's really important in life and what it means to give back. And that is a gift I hope to share with everyone that I meet. Personally, I feel truly blessed to be a part of this organization and to, in some small way, give back to these families. But I think I speak for everyone that is a part of this 100 Club family when I say that the gratification of giving back is unparalleled. That's why the 100 Club's mission, that's what the 100 Club's mission is all about, providing for those families whose loved one has made the ultimate sacrifice to make our community a better and safer place to live and to raise our own families, something that the 100 Club has been doing for half a century. On September 22nd, we're going to gather as a community of supporters to honor 50 years of providing for these heroes. We hope we can count on all of you to join us. We've had our bad days and we've had our good days. A bad day, of course, is when I have to deliver a check to a grief-stricken family. But the good days are so, so rewarding. When we're there to see our kids graduate college, to go on to do great things, and then carry on the legacy of their proud families. We're raising hope, and this community is a huge part of that success. If you have yet to become a member and join this great mission, I ask you to consider joining today. In the wake of our 50th anniversary and at a time when our first responders, boy, they need it more than ever. So let me close by saying that I'm grateful to all of you for being here. I hope to see you all on September 22nd at the Four Seasons for our 50th anniversary dinner. If you haven't made plans to join us, you're not going to get out of here unless you see Taryn, Lindsay, or Caitlin. Where are you, Taryn, Lindsay, and Caitlin? They're over there right by the door. You're not getting out without seeing one of those ladies. Thank you for remembering those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And a special thanks to all the brave men and women who work tirelessly each and every day to keep us safe. We are forever grateful for all that they do. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Paul.
Any questions for the...
Hey, Billy.
Billy, you know, we got rules.
Yeah, good question, Billy. You know, actually, I may want to embarrass Daryl Jackson because Daryl, our incoming president, was president of Northern Trust Private Wealth Management, president of Seaway Bank, and chairman of Morton Arboretum. Thank you. But Daryl, in 1969, his dad was tragically killed as a police officer, went on to college for the 100 Club. And Daryl has helped to give back as we have Jay and Larry Vincent, Jay and Donnie Vincent, whose dad was tragically killed. And they serve on our board as well. But we have put together an educational program family support system for all the kids that are coming out of college. We asked them to help mentor the kids, and I've seen that happen. I've seen where big brothers or big sisters, so to speak, that the kids can turn to help them get through that process of, you know, leaving home and you know, especially after losing their dad. So, yes, we are doing it. It is working, and you know, it's an extraordinary thing to see when young people are giving back, having gone through college, but have experienced it themselves to help out.
We have a question. Written question, Mr. Mervis. We go back a long, long, we won't say how long, but a long way. All right, Denise McGowan Tracy, who's affiliate, who works for DMT, pretty clever, Entertainment and Events. Same initials as her name, for those of you not playing the game. What resources, besides financial, are helpful to the 100 Club?
Well, as I mentioned in my remarks, the counseling has been tremendously helpful. Bob Clifford Law Group provides probate services for the family. Mesereau Financial helps to sit down with the families. As you can well imagine, when a tragedy strikes, it comes out of the clear blue sky. And none of us would be well equipped to handle that, but especially when it's a tragedy. So it's Mesirow Financial, Motorola Solutions, and others that are there right at the beginning. Once we sit down with the family about 2 weeks after the funeral services, and then we, Caitlin helps them navigate through some important decisions, which are really appreciated.
Round of applause for our speaker.